Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me is the lovely, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
We're very low on time, so what's the contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Was that fast or what?
Yeah, it was. Quick note, we did get an Instagram message saying like it's not showing up on the radio.com app. Our latest two episodes, working on figuring out what that is. So hopefully these episodes show up.
Yes, hopefully they do. So, oh, technology. So unpredictable always. Yeah.
And I can't fix it all the time. The reason I say we got to hurry it up. Well, we're only going to do one episode today. Normally we do two shorter episodes, but I got to get out of here.
Vicky's got things to do.
I have so many things to do and list. So I finally moved into my house.
Yay!
All my stuff's there.
Okay.
Like 85% of my stuff is there.
And this was Thursday, Friday.
I did this Friday and Saturday. Slowly started moving stuff. Saturday I did the big U-Haul with a shout out to Chase, Christine, Ashton, and Austin.
What up?
Because they all drove up. We packed that thing and brought it back, emptied it out, and I made dinner. So
hell yeah,
it was awesome.
And for those who don't follow us on the Instagram, we posted a picture of Vicky when she closed on Thursday.
Freaking finally.
Yes.
I'm done with it. But now I'm doing the painting and all the fun stuff because the living room was a poop brown color.
Oh, perfect.
And then my room, I was like, it's a little dark. Like, even though it was like a white kind of paint on the walls, it was still dark, kind of like a weird beige undertone or something.
Oh, okay. Not like a bright white.
Mm-hmm. So I painted it like a light gray blue, but it's weird because even though it's gray, it's really bright because I think it has a blue tint underneath.
Oh, it sounds pretty though.
It looks really nice. And so then I painted the accent wall, which I got the wrong kind of paint for it because my dad had got the other paint.
Oh.
And I meant to get the one, by the way, it's always worth paying extra and getting the one that's like primer all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is one coat and you're done.
Yeah, you don't have to prime it and then do two coats or three coats and then go over it. And
I thought I grabbed that one. I did not. Ooh. So I'm on coat number two. Hopefully it dried okay. I might have to do a third coat today and then hopefully be done.
And the living room is the same color as your room?
Yes, the extra walls.
The kind of gray, off-gray? Yeah.
So, yes.
Nice.
The previous homeowners decided to leave their washer and dryer there.
Oh.
And it was disgusting.
Oh, so it's not like a good thing.
No, because it wasn't part of the contract. So I'm like, I have the choice of trying to sue them, which is going to cost me more money, or get rid of them.
Light it on fire.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work.
Not
but
the people,
yes.
the washer and dryer.
But
Well,
because I got a new set of washer and dryer for a really, really good price. And that's in there.
Oh, so now you just have double duty.
Yeah, I have a washer and dryer in my living room. Just kind of hanging out. So. Yes.
So there's a lot of things that need to be done before you're inviting people over, is what you're saying.
And I have to figure out where I'm going to put everything. And then I decided, because I'm a freaking dumbass, I'm going to refinish my furniture before I put it in because I don't have to carry it back downstairs to do it later.
Yeah.
So I basically have to sand it. And luckily, I'm getting some paint that's kind of like the 2-in-1 primer where it's like one and done.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a process.
Girl, you're crazy.
I know. But I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. And luckily, I'm still chilling with my parents.
That's
until
true.
I get this done.
It's not like you have to be out of a place somewhere or something by a specific time. That just seems like so much work to me.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, I would rather buy something that's already furnished and just not have a table or not have a, you know what
well,
I
my,
mean?
Like my table, I already have a table. It's just scratched and dented and, you know, it's chipped away at the paint. We've had this since I was a kid. I used to do my homework on this table. Like, I'm just going to bring new life to it. So it's overall going to be a really, really cheap outcome.
Guys, girls, get yourself someone who is crafty that can do all this, because this is amazing. And if I ever move into a house or something, and if I'm with my man still, he really likes doing all the crafting, and I would be like, this is all you do.
I should invite him over and be like, I will feed you tacos and beer if you help me.
Oh yeah, he like loves putting together like furniture, like if you get anything from IKEA, he like it's like fun for him. And for me
too.
I just get so pissed. And then if I screw up, then I have no one to blame but myself, which I also hate. Like painting or something.
Yeah.
If I'm like, it looks terrible. Well, it was my fault.
Yes. By the way, didn't you do some painting recently?
I did. My other friend moved into a house. I am a boss ass bitch really? When it comes to painting. I'm so good at it.
What are you the best at? Are you the best at like actually doing the painting or the taping off? Because I hate the taping off.
No, I hate the taping off. I did her bathroom. Her bathroom was like bright blue, which I thought was really pretty. But she's like, it's going to make my makeup look blue. It's going to make my hair look blue. And I was like, that's a good point. So we just painted it kind of like a gray.
Uh-huh. And, which is very in right now, by the way.
Yeah. Rather than white, which is strange, but it was already all taped off. Oh, so perfect. Yeah, because I didn't know I would not be good at that.
I was running late because I had some stuff to do Sunday morning, so my friend couldn't come by. She said she hates painting, my best friend. She's like, I'll tape everything off for you. I'm like, if you do that, I will feed you beer and alcohol and you just sit around after you're done with that, just hang out.
Just get drunk, yeah.
Just get drunk and hang out with me. I hate the taping off and I can't reach everything, so I have to move the ladder around.
That's weird. She hates the painting part.
I know, that's the most fun.
Especially like if it's like a big wall or something and then you just like get a big roller and just go for it.
Yeah. I mean, my arms and hands are just done after this
Dude,
weekend.
Yeah. My hand and wrist got like kind of numb holding it. It was strange. I was like, all right, it needs a break.
We did get a couple of messages. One was just from our buddy Moose and it was just a screenshot of a tweet. And it's like, not all men. You're right. Gomez Adam would never do this. Gomez, you've never seen the Addams Family, but I just love it. Because Gomez Adam is a very open, just very suave, like loves his wife, kisses her from the hand to the face, like just very romantic, and very crazy. And so I just thought that was cute and I really wanted to read it. But we did get another message about moving hacks from our good buddy James. And it says, there's a good moving hack. The first time you take a shower in your new place, make sure to use up all the hot water and to time it. So if you have under 20 minutes of hot water, it's a sign that your water heater is going out.
Oh.
And I think typically, I think they say like 8 to 10, 12 years or so, it's the limit around then. It's like when you probably should be, I believe. All I know is that mine is 8 years old. And I know it's fine. Okay. I think it's a little longer than that.
Have you taken a shower in your new place yet?
No. I've used plenty of water for washing the paintbrushes and stuff and doing the dishes.
No. Oh, yes. No shower yet, though.
Mm-mm.
Have you peed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Were you the first?
No, my dad was. Okay, actually, if we're being completely honest, it was Prince Migs. Because he had a big old stinky diaper when we went in. It's just like, dude.
But that's not using the toilet.
No, it wasn't.
Prince Migs is your foster baby, if anyone wants to know.
Yeah, that's the name we gave him for the radio. But overall, my kitchen's pretty much unpacked.
Good.
So that's done. I just have so many board games. I did not realize how many board games I had. And a lot of them were just
gifts. You got to use one of your rooms for just the board game room, like my dad.
Well, I think I'm going to that's the thing. I don't know where I'm putting the bookcases, where I'm putting what games, where am I putting my comic books and stuff yet.
Yeah. But that's the fun part, though.
Yes.
Laying it out how you want it to be laid out.
But I can't do it. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just wait for, do the big stuff a little later. Maybe I'll do some little stuff right now, but I'm pretty much done with the little stuff.
And now you got to do the big stuff. So got to get your bed down.
I need the bed. And it sounds like I have not a lot of work between the table and the so I got a free dresser. I got to sand that and paint that too.
Oh gosh.
And then I have to take out some boards in there because I'm putting in. I'm making it an entertainment unit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna.
You're not using it for clothes and stuff.
No, I'm taking two of the dresser drawers out and I'm putting like a piece of wood inside, painting it all. And cut a hole in the back so I can put like the cords and stuff for like my TV and stuff like that.
Wow.
So that's a thing I'm doing today. And that doesn't even count my other projects that aren't even there yet.
You know, I get all this free stuff is great, but it should have just came like done. All furnished and painted and beautiful for you.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
That's a lot more money than I was willing to pay.
This is so much time, though. This is so much time rather than just going out and getting a table that's fine and then just putting it in and being done,
Yep. And then I got a desk from Facebook Marketplace. So I'm trying to do everything on the cheap here.
Yeah.
Because I still got to save up for that tattoo down the line.
Oh, yeah. Which is what? Next month?
No, actually, I don't know.
No? You don't know anymore?
Like she called me. She's like, well, you got to schedule this. And I was driving and I forgot.
You forgot to call her back. Well, now you remember. You're like,
yeah. Oh, hi, Facebook. Hello. That was my dad. No, I have the desk I got. I'm also doing something too. Luckily, that's something that's going to take me like 10 minutes.
Hopefully.
I'm putting contact paper on it to make it look like real wood.
Oh, yeah, man.
But then when you get close, you're like, this is a giant sticker.
You're like, this is all fake.
I should have done that with the rest of the furniture in the house.
Yeah, rather than like actually painting it and stuff.
Right. But no, it's been a learning experience for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to kind of do more and more stuff. So
that's good. That's good. Yay. You're excited about it and it excites you because, wow.
I got some Crown Royal cups, plastic cups, if you want some.
Hell yeah, I want some. I want some Crown Royal in it, though, please.
Yeah, well, I don't have Crown Royal, but they're like solo cups, but they're hard. So they're reusable.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. So, I know what you're talking about.
So if you want some, I'm like have my own pile of things I'm getting rid of.
Yeah, I want some, actually, though.
You can have them.
So when are you going to be, you think, fully set, fully ready for company?
I'm
trying to come over.
All right. I'm hoping by next week.
Oh, wow. Because, that's pretty soon.
Yeah, because my grandparents and aunt are coming from Mexico to visit, and they want to see my new house. So I would like it to be done.
Yeah, or at least, like, presentable.
Yeah.
So they won't know that it's not fully done. You can just trick them.
And it's funny because my grandpa has no filter. And I thought this was because he had a stroke many years ago. No, he's just always had no filter.
I like him already.
I know. So, and I realized my dad was the same. I showed him. I'm like, Dad, this is how I finished painting my room. He's like, ugh.
Really?
He's like, that's ugly. And I'm like, what? And he's like, those colors with the gray, it doesn't match. Because I painted like one wall, like a bluey green. And granted, the picture doesn't do it justice. You can't really see the green tone. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, oh. I'm like, I talked to the guy at the store and I showed him the colors. And he's like, that's a good pair.
Does he really don't? Do you think he actually doesn't like it? Or is he just upset that he wasn't there to help you paint
it? I think both. Because I showed my mom. She's like, oh, that looks really nice. I'm like, thank you.
So are you like, Dad, you have to come over and see it in person?
Nah, he's not going to like it because he likes.
Oh, you still don't think he's going to like it?
He's the kind of person where I'm like, Dad, we should paint the living room at the parents' house. Great, because they're thinking of selling their house soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, light grays are all the rage, even like darker grays for accent walls, grays. And he's like, gray, so depressing. It's blah, blah,
what
blah.
What color is
so
their
sad.
Living room now?
It's like a weird white kind of beige.
Oh, okay. So it's not something crazy, though.
No, but they've done like weird colors for different rooms and stuff. And it's like, trust me, if you're trying to sell this place, don't do what you like. Do what's going to sell it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and grays are in. Like,
I know.
Really
I don't get it, honestly, because I think gray is so blah, but I also think white is so blah.
Right.
But like, I get that's what is most appealing to a lot of people's
looks
eyes.
It clean. It makes it look bigger.
It makes it look bigger. And then you can
brighter.
Put whatever color of furniture and carpet and whatnot in there. So it kind of like has you expand whatever options you want.
It's more neutral. And I feel like white just looks too hospitally slash.
It can be harsh sometimes, for sure.
A little harsh. And I feel like, I mean, you just put a good accent wall like I did or bright colored pillows or some crap and it's fine.
So you like it. So you're going to keep it no matter what your dad thinks.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because my mom's like, don't let your dad tell you like what to do or what not to do with
your
how you decorate and stuff like that. And so,
it is hard to like not have people's opinions like kind of seep in. You know, even if you were just picking out the colors and he was there and he was like, oh no, that looks terrible. It'll look terrible on a really big wall. Then you might have been like, okay, well, fine.
And I have to remember like the one time my dad's like, yeah, paint your room whatever color you want when I was a teenager. And I'm like, I had this dream and I had this vision where I would have painted like the ceiling was going to be, and I took the popcorn ceiling off myself. So if I have mesothelioma.
Oh no, girl, it's full of asbestos.
I mean, I was like 16, 17 years old. So
it doesn't creep up to you till you're like 70, 80.
Oh, 70, 80? Oh, okay, I'm fine. That's longer than I expected.
I'm gonna be dead anyway.
That's longer than I expected. but I wanted to paint my ceiling black and then do stripes of like funky, like a weird teal color.
Oh, yeah.
And then like do like two or three of those in the middle, like teal, then black, and then teal, and then all the way to teal.
I love it. That sounds bomb.
In the middle of those stripes, I was going to put pictures to make it look like just it kind of goes along with the stripes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the process of painting and then like the carpet's not ruined because it was a pink carpet and I didn't cover it well.
Pink carpet.
And I used to have like a black light in my room
because
I thought that was cool.
Shows all the stains.
Anyways. So when I started doing it, they said, do whatever you want. I did whatever I wanted. And my dad's like, this looks like a morgue in here, blah, 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 blah. You know, they hated it. So they had a family friend who's a professional come in and paint it like the light blue that it is now.
Wow, like when you were still living there?
Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager.
But did you still like it and want your room like that?
I was just like, okay, whatever. This is fine.
You're like, you guys said I can paint it whatever I want. We obviously have different opinions.
And so now it's like, you know what? I'm not going, I'm trying to step away from like when I lived in Seattle. I don't know if you've ever had this where you feel like you want it to look kind of almost not Pinterest perfect, but you want it to look almost adult, but still have a flair of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my friend kind of pointed it out. Well, he said this one's about him. He has a lot of collectibles. He's got a lot of awesome posters and signed shirts. And he's like, but I don't want my house to look like a Red Robin. Like where everything's up on the wall, you know?
So you got to have your man cave.
Right.
With all that crap.
And I used to do that. You looked at my room back when I lived in Seattle. I had pretty much every single inch of that wall covered.
Yeah.
But now that that's the case, I'm like, cool. Am I going to do that again in my room? I'm like.
You're like, no.
And then I got to figure out what posters I really want to keep, what ones I don't.
Yeah. And you can have like a few here and there.
Yeah.
You know, like throughout the house. Now that you have like bigger space, it's not just like you have to cram everything in just your room.
Right. So now it's like, okay, where, how, what pictures am I putting where? And what am I going to do here?
Yeah. I was the same way. My room used to be like covered in posters and a bunch of pictures. Mm-hmm. Just like.
Head to like wall or.
Wall to wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Floor to ceiling.
Next to each other, and everything just didn't really make sense, and la. And then when my parents said we can paint part of my room, we had to take them all down and then paint it. And now I have some framed pictures mm-hmm. and like a poster, or not a poster, but a canvas of painted lips, you know,
like in the one I made you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. And so I have like a few things here and there, but it's not such a cluster F, mm-hmm. but it's still like, okay, I got my lips. I got, you know, it's still me.
Right.
So it's like you could have like a nice framed picture of a pirate, you know.
Like a lot of my stuff, I do have this really awesome. It's I got it at Goodwill. It's huge. It's a pirate ship, and it's beautiful. And it came. The frame itself was fine, except inside of it had like cork.
Oh yeah,
it looked really dumb. So me and my craftiness years ago, I thought I was being smart. I'm like, I'm gonna glue sand and make it look cool. It did not look cool. So that was one of the things I did yesterday while I was waiting for the paint to dry and waiting for the dishes to get washed because I was. Putting them away, I started scraping all that sand off, and now I need the sander to get in there. But
oh, it looks better now.
It looks yeah, it's gonna look way better once everything's off. But I have like this beautiful pirate picture, like ship I want to put up, and like it's going into like this bluey green mist. And
well, see, now you have so many different rooms or options mm-hmm. to put it,
and even my closet has wall space, so I can put stuff in my closet.
Ooh,
make my girl room gish. It's a decent-sized closet.
Your girl cave?
I guess. I'm just going to hide in my closet.
Yeah, with all your posters and stuff you don't want everyone else to see.
Well, like maybe some of the inappropriate ones.
Maybe that treasure chest you have?
Yeah, I haven't figured out where that's going yet.
Make sure you hide it when your grandparents visit.
Yeah, it's taped off right now. It's
okay,
in the garage.
Good. Maybe it should be taped off till after they come.
Just leave it in the back of the closet. It's fine.
Because what if they're like, oh, look, a treasure chest.
Yeah, it's like, don't open it. My aunt's pretty privy and smart, so she'd probably be like, yeah, I think I know what that is.
She's like, maybe
it's
we
next to her bed.
Yeah, with a box of lotion next to it. But I don't know why lotion, but you're not a dude. But
I mean, I do have lotion next to my bed because I hate when my feet get dry.
Oh,
and so I'll put some on my feet and rub my feet together because I hate, like, don't you hate, like, when you're like, hanging out in your bed and your feet get dry and they start kind of sticking to the sheets.
I say that never happens to me, actually.
Yeah. I get my skin gets dry sometimes, so it's like.
Whoa!
Anywho. But do you ever, what is something adult-ish? Like you thought, I'm never going to get, I'm always going to have my pictures up on the walls. And now it's like, well, I kind of wanted to look more adult. What, like, do you have anything like that where you're like, I never thought I'd grow out of this, but I did.
Probably all my picture, from a disposable camera.
Uh-huh.
Like, because I used to take a disposable camera before camera phones and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I kind of liked taking a bunch of pictures and then getting them developed and having them all. And they wouldn't be like framed. They would just be
like
a
taped
bunch.
Or stapled?
Yeah, taped.
Yeah.
Taped or like thumbtacked or whatever. And I like loved that. And I still.
I had my own section of my boyfriend in high school like that.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, probably with like a spotlight on it and
it's
stuff.
Just like right next to my bed. It's us and a bunch of pictures of him printed off. And I didn't even have money for printer paper. So sometimes it'd be just on regular
just
paper.
Regular.
It was really tacky.
You know, I used to have that just all my friends. And it would be like this huge wall just full of them. And now I'm thinking about it. And I either have just kind of framed pictures of me and my boyfriend now, or I still kind of do that with photo booth pictures. I have so many of them on my fridge.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's getting a little ridiculous now, and I'm like, well, I don't know where to put them because I'm not going to, like, start a whole wall with them. But I feel like on your fridge.
Album.
Oh, but I want to see them.
Yeah, you just put it, like, have your own coffee table book.
I want to see them every day, like, all of them, you know, because I would never look through it. Let's get real.
We
have photo albums, and I never look through my photo albums.
I do. I have one I need to finish. I started years and years ago of radio station stuff. So I have pictures of me at Painting the Grass, like, was it 2012, I think?
Wow.
2012 or something.
It's crazy
like
to think that was 7 years ago.
Yeah. I think it was like 2012, like, 2013. Like some really cool.
Yeah.
Like Pain in the Grass, like pictures and like events. I have some with like Jeet and Tahiti Steve when he was in Street Teamer.
That's cool. And but what do you do with the photo album? You just have it and then you just.
I show it off. But I want to add more pictures of like fun events or like celebrities I've met and put it
in
there.
See, I think it'd be cool for like years to come when you have kids or like and you're showing them, you know, oh, this was me back in prom, you know, or whatever. But like now it's like, I don't show people those. Like, who would I show? Who cares that much about my life that wants to see that? You know?
I think it'd be mostly for me.
Oh, like you
just
would?
For me. Like, I would look through it every now and then because I have a photo album. A lot of those pictures were from when I was in high school. It was like my pirate crew is what we called ourselves, our crew. Our like our friend group. And there's pictures from my 16th birthday. And we went to the park and I had a pinata and it was just all of us running around. We threw one of the guys in the lake because he didn't want to go swimming and he was fully clothed. So we threw him in the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Just like shenanigans when you're 16 years old. So nowadays, I have those and then us older now, too.
Well, because I was going to say nowadays it's just so like you have that on Facebook.
Right.
You literally can just, what is it called? Your memories.
Yeah. I just feel like it's much more special because like the photo album I have is like a red, like quilted one. And it says the best thing to hold on to in life is each other.
You are seriously like 80 years old.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You are old.
I'm an old lady.
Like when I go to my grandma's house, she has like stuff of like, and they're really, really old pictures. So it's like, who the hell is that? And like, she kind of barely even knows nowadays. So can you imagine in like 30, 40, 50 years, like we look back on it and like, I mean, what kind of new crazy technology or stuff
or
they
what
have?
If technology crashes and we lose Facebook?
I'm okay with that.
I'm me too. But I'm like, I want my pictures.
I'm totally okay with that.
I want to keep my pictures though. So that's why I'm like, back up on my computer.
They say pictures and what do they say? Pictures fade and tear or something, but memories last forever.
That's not true. There's Alzheimer's.
I know, that's true. But you're not even going to remember looking at the pictures if that's you or not.
All right. So I want to know from you guys, what is something you thought you'd never grow out of, but you did? And
Disney Channel.
Sorry. Yeah, those got kind
of. Oh my God, I used to love it. And I like used to watch it when I was like older than normal. Mm-hmm. And people would still make fun of me for watching it. And I'm like, I'm never growing out of this. And then I grew out of it.
I mean, because we can't relate anymore.
Lizzie McGuire, they stopped playing Lizzie McGuire and Even Stevens.
Yeah, because it's not relatable anymore.
And the Hannah Montana show.
I never watched that. But I thought, see, I gave up on Disney, but I still watch Nickelodeon. With my dad.
I guess I don't really watch cartoons or anything ever anymore.
Yeah, I don't see myself ever getting rid of cartoons 100%.
No, you still like love them as much as you
do. Yeah, I just started watching Rugrats again. It's on Hulu. It's awesome.
It would be.
It's on Hulu. I was trying to watch something with Prince Migs. Anywho, but what is something you thought you'd never grow out of, but you did? And also, what is something like adulty, like that you like, yeah, this is something I really want to do now that I'm an adult. And it's like, normally I wouldn't pick it, but this sounds cool. Like,
yeah, like you knit or something.
Right. Or photo albums or what's your old person thing? Like mine is everything. Apparently.
Vicky has a lot. Yeah.
Yes. But let us know. And we'll talk to you guys later. And we'll.